Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for praying for me this week. As I shared yesterday, right now I'm in the midst of recording 16 new programs that's going to air on the Inspirational Network and on METV. It's sponsored by Sid Roth's wonderful ministry, Messianic Vision. I'm thankful for their support, their generosity, and their belief in what God has called us to do. And so we recorded a number of episodes and programs yesterday. We'll have even more going on today. So please continue to pray for me. Thank you for all those who prayed for me yesterday. But if you can pray for me again today, go ahead and put it in the chat and let me know that you're going to pray for me. I appreciate your prayers. You can either do that, you know, the praying hand emoji, or say, I'm praying for you, Pastor. Let me know in the chat or the comments that you're praying. I'm so grateful for your prayers. As we continue to do what God has called us to do, and we're streaming faith to this generation, we're waking people up to faith in God, and we're helping people live the life God has called them to live. So thank you for your prayer support. I really do appreciate it. Well, let's get started with Faith in the Morning with our daily affirmation. We make it a priority to start our podcast saying what God says about us, because it renews our mind, it helps us focus, and it helps us release our faith, because we have to understand this core principle that our life follows our words. Whatever we continually say is what we're eventually going to do. Whatever we continually say is what we're going to believe. So we might as well say what God says about us. Amen. So go ahead and say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me once again to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We've been looking at it for the last couple of days, but we're going to back up today to verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. It says, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I love that passage. That passage in 2 Corinthians 5 says so much. It starts with reminding us that we live for the one who died for us and rose again. And Paul says, what compels us? The love of God. We're not compelled by obligation. We're not compelled because we have a sin consciousness. We're not compelled because we think, oh, we're just some old sinners. No, we're compelled by the fact that God loves us. We're compelled by the fact that we love God. And because we love God and God loves us, that love overflows and we love people. So the love on the inside compels us to follow the call of God. It compels us to follow the plan of God. And out of that great love, as it says in Ephesians 2, God is rich, abundant, overflowing in mercy. Out of all that mercy and love, he made us a new creation. So we don't look at ourselves after the flesh of who we were before we were born again. We look at ourselves in Christ, and who you are in Christ is a result of God's love for you. So say out loud, put in the chat, say, who I am in Christ is a result of God's love for me. So say out loud, put in the chat, say, who I am in Christ is a result of God's love for me. Come on, one more time. Say out loud, put in the chat, say, who I am in Christ is a result of God's love for me. So when you realize who you are in Christ, you have to believe that. Don't hang on who you used to be. Don't hang on to what people said about you. Don't hang on to limits and labels and accusations and curses and bad things people spoke in your life. Don't hang on to that. What should you hold on to? What God said about you. Because what he says about you flows from his love for you. make sure you identify with what the Bible says about you. You might say, well, I'm struggling with this area. You know, I just don't want to be fake. I want to be 100. I want to identify with my struggle. No, no, no. You are not your struggle. You are who God says about you. If you identify with your struggle, you will never overcome the struggle. But if you identify with the fact that you are more than a conqueror through him that loved you, if you identify with the fact that you are an overcomer, if you identify with the fact that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, you'll be able to put that struggle under your feet because you realize the victory Jesus gave you through his resurrection. Don't identify with your struggle. Identify with this passage here because everything you are in Christ flows from God's love for you. We're out of time. I love you so much. Make sure you read today's newsletter because we have a newsletter edition for this podcast. It supports what we say on the devotional podcast and adds on to it. So make sure you read the newsletter. Thank you for praying for me today as we record more episodes and programs to help other people understand who they are in Christ and wake up to faith in God. I love you so much. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless.